Are you ready for some meatball?
Okay, Mark, here we are again. The Bears making head-scratching moves. Kyle Fuller was released. Can you help me? I'm not understanding things.
I'm confused, Chris. I'm not really mad. I've spent all my anger earlier in the week with the Bears, and I'm trying really hard not to let them get me angry because they're just not worth it. And there's a bigger picture point in there in a minute. But Kyle Fuller wasn't playing on $20 million. We've said that for several months, really. And the Bears didn't get him extended, so they cut him. And he has no market value. I didn't think about this point because nobody wants to pay whatever the difference between his $20 million and the signing bonus is. What is it, like 13 or 14 is what some other team would have to pay? So he has no value, as it turns out. Coming off a season with one interception. But, which is a stupid way to look at it, but I bet that factors in.
What does this say to the fans here in terms of, okay, they franchise tag Allen Robinson. They sign Andy Dalton.
No-brainer.
For $10 million.
No-brainer the other direction. No brain. Yeah.
And then you're cutting one of your best players on the roster. I mean, Kyle Fuller has been solid for several seasons. He's been a Pro Bowler. Has he been all pro at some point? I can't remember off the top of my head.
He was all pro but 1 year, I think.
He had the best play of the year last year against the Buccaneers. You know, remember when the Bears beat the Buccaneers last year?
Yeah, we're the champs. We beat the champs. We must.
That's right.
Saints are the champs twice. No, I am really alarmed at what we're seeing because, I mean, there's a couple ways to process this, I guess. I'm still sort of wrestling with it. But the first point is the Bears are not getting any better for 2021. They have signed a quarterback who is, for the last two seasons, worse than the one they let go for four times what the one they let go got on the open market.
Wait, let me
do
the math here.
Nobody thought Mitch was coming back.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Yeah, math checks
so,
out.
No one thought Mitch would be back. And this is what we're hearing all the time, right? We all know, okay, Nagy and Mitch, it can't happen. It can't. Yes, that's true. But that's a problem.
Yes.
Like that in and of itself is stupid. All of this is the consequence of failing with the Mitch Trubisky draft pick. And I'm thinking also the Nagy hire, because somehow you've got a coach who doesn't want to coach your draft pick. Mm-hmm. And your draft pick's not as good as the other QBs in the class. And the rest of the league doesn't think he's any good either. This is all snowballing, and it's still because they cannot figure out the most important position.
Yeah.
And they're reckless with money.
And the Nick Foles decision really just compounded the problem, didn't it?
That's another prior decision they're paying for now.
Yeah.
They just cut a Pro Bowl player at a premium position. Okay, this isn't like a strong safety or a punter or something, right? I mean, strong safeties are starters too. Corners are more valuable. Because they're paying Andy Dalton and Nick Foles like $17 million.
In a year where the cap's already going to be low.
Would anyone have given a pick for Foles? And then they extend him for 3 years. And the Robert Quinn signing, I mean, if you want to move away from QBs. They continue to just miss on these big deals, and you just can't do it forever without there being a consequence. And Bears fans, we're living through the consequence.
All right. Can you in any way try to spin some kind of positive out of this?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So that whole thing a second ago was one obvious analysis of it.
Okay.
The really clear analysis. They're like, okay, duh, they're idiots. They're paying for their mistakes. The other thought, they can both be true, is here's one reason why I'm not getting too worked up, though it's fun, you know, to hem and haw in these conversations. But they are cutting a corner who might have meant the difference of, you know, one win. It's like right now, as long as Andy Dalton is the QB, you're saying, are we going to be 8-8 or 5-11 or 6-10?
Oh, gosh.
Kyle Fuller doesn't matter that much because you still don't have the QB, and so you're still not really any good. Do you want another flash in the pan 2018? I got news for you. Those seasons are more rare than they are common. They aren't going to be good next year with or without Kyle Fuller. Hmm. So who cares? I wish him well. Go play for the Chargers. Go kick butt for your boy. Bring on my AFC bandwagon. I don't know. Just it's a corner on a team that has no quarterback. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But you know where he's going, don't you?
I don't know. I'm not 100. Yeah, it's Green Bay. I'm not 100% convinced of all of that as a reaction. It's maybe just part of trying to get over it in the moment. But I think there is a lot of truth to it. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a great Bear, and it stinks that they cut him for these crappy players. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if this is to make room for Kenny Galladay so they can trade A-Rob for more picks to have more to offer Seattle or more to play with on the draft trade up scenario. Okay. Thanks for your service, Kyle Fuller. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of the last analysis is it's still not August, you know, like the roster is not set. They just look so incompetent. I don't know how you could trust in anything at this point.
That was what my next question would be is how much faith do you put in that being the strategy with all of this? Or is
radically change their process because you know how are you going to get different results with the same stupid process? It just looks like they react all the time to stuff. Yeah. Did we panic when we didn't get Wilson and signed Dalton before we needed to? $10 million for Dalton plus incentives. He made $3 million last year.
$3 million with Dallas, huh? Wow.
Yeah, Mitch is making 2.5. So I got news for you. In a year, we're going to sign Mitch for 10. That's the equivalent.
I saw someone on Twitter say that. Really? Trubisky's going to play well. But it's great minds. Yeah, he said Trubisky's going to play well enough that the Bears will sign him for $10 million 1 year next year. was great.
We look like we are totally directionless as a franchise. And that gets me to another point that just has to be said until it changes. As long as the Bears ownership group is content to let people like Ted Phillips be involved in hiring people like Ryan Pace, it's never going to improve in any kind of sustainable way. You're just going to get the random good year here and there like 2018.
Yeah. And before that, 2010. And before that, 2006. Yeah. Oh, boy.
We get one every five-ish years. Ugh. I mean, if this is also saying we're just going to start the rebuild now, okay, except for I don't want this guy running the rebuild.
Well, that's what it looks like. It looks like a rebuild. I mean,
and that's the scariest thing.
With him, I mean, it seems like Pace feels like he has job security to do a rebuild.
Yes. That's the scariest part about it all.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
Why would he? Why is Jimmy Graham on the roster?
Yeah.
Are they still going for Russell Wilson? Because they're buddies. Like, I can't understand any of this unless I filter it through my happy Russell Wilson lens. And otherwise, this all stinks.
But they told Andy
trash.
They told Andy Dalton he's the starter.
Well, they told him that in March. And then when they acquire Russell Wilson in April, they'll tell him the situation changed.
Well, that would be okay. But, it sure reminded me of Mike Glennon. It's my year. They told me this is my year.
Yeah, it sure does. It
turned into my 4 weeks.
He has way better hair and he doesn't look totally ridiculous. I think Dalton might be getting a bad rap because we were also hyped up on the better possibility.
I do feel bad about that because I got nothing against Dalton.
And I hope he's good.
Of course.
But he's coming into a situation that stinks. And I don't – was Fuller cut because of the three signings, Dalton, Ifedi, and that guy from Arizona that no one's ever heard of? Because I'll take Kyle Fuller.
Wait, do you mean –
like, wait, what are we doing here?
Do you mean the guy
– cut to do something with A-Rob and Kenny Galladay? Okay, wait a second. Now I might listen to that. Like, I'll take Galladay over Fuller right now in their careers. We've tried the D thing. Let's try having a great receiving core. I don't know. Why not?
That would make some sense.
I don't think that's what this is. If we find out tonight, are we going to do another emergency podcast if they sign Galloway tonight?
Well, of course. We should.
Would you be like, oh, that's why they cut Fuller. I'm not as mad.
I'll text you at 3 in the morning. Mark, Hark, do you want to do a podcast? Yeah, that's what you'll hear in your
phone. Schefter says we signed someone.
Well, the guy from Arizona they signed plays the same place on the line, the defensive line, as Akeem Hicks.
Yeah, I keep waiting for that one, too.
So is that an insurance policy on Hicks? Are they going to trade Hicks? Are they going to just let him cut him like they did? They could have traded Fuller weeks ago.
They might have tried. We don't know enough about all that. I suspect nobody wanted his contract.
But we got nothing for him. Oh, so Pace gave him a bad contract. Well, it's hard to say.
And get this. I just see this now. We don't even get a comp pick for him because of the timing of cutting him. And we lost Pace. The comp pick for the Dalton signing.
Are you serious?
We had a comp pick coming our way because of Roy Roberts and Harris. And so back-to-back years, we've given bad money to bad QBs and lost a fourth-round pick. Because we traded a comp pick that we got to get Foles, and we lost the opportunity for a comp pick to sign Dalton. That's why saying, just don't sign Dalton. You're reacting. You're panicking. You don't need Andy Dalton right now while you still have Foles. And if it's because your coach can't get along with Foles and your coach can't get along with Mitch, well, guess who I have a problem with?
Tyler Bray,
yeah. Maybe the coach is the problem at that point. So, like, there's just no good justification for this kind of resource management. And I said it last time. I understand finding a QB is hard. But yes, Ryan Pace is screwing up resource management like crazy the last 2 years when he was actually pretty decent at it before. Hicks was great value.
Yes.
For example.
Yes, he was.
The initial Trevathan contract, not the new one, the initial one was great value. And now these last two off seasons, it's just like been totally awful, everything GMing.
All because they got the quarterback pick wrong. You're right. It all goes back to that.
That's all panic driven from there. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just terrified that this doesn't look like a win now franchise.
No, it doesn't.
But he's supposed to be. And we keep saying, oh, everybody's leaving. Coaches Fuller now, you know, didn't want to stay. He's like, I'd rather test the market because it's the lame duck thing. And now I'm like, my goodness, what if it's not the lame duck? What if he's not actually a lame duck?
You want to share with our listeners that text you sent me right before we started?
Oh, which one was that?
It was the one from Eddie Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe. No, that's not the one you mean. At this point, and then Eddie Jackson has a facepalm emoji. Yes. That's the tweet.
So that's what one of your star players, granted he didn't play like one the last year and a half or so, but that's what one of your star players.
Of the secondary
of this team, that's the strength of the team. You are losing the team. And Cordarrelle Patterson tweets today how he loves being a free agent. I mean, that's another great player. That was our Pro Bowler this year. Wasn't he the only one? Or no, Mac was also. But Patterson now, was a Pro Bowler.
Gosh, man, the hits keep coming. You ready for another one?
Oh, boy.
Bears give Akeem Hicks permission to seek a trade.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure
the market for a 32-year-old DT is going to be just lit, man.
2/7.
You know what I did the other night after Dalton signing? I was like, I'm tired of seeing Bears stuff. I took my Bears duffel bag and I put it in the closet and got out a different one just so I wouldn't have to rock the Bears at the gym for a bit. I was that irritated.
What'd you replace it with?
A generic.
Do I want to know?
Swiss gear.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here's another piece of news.
Uh-oh. Live, Alan folks. Robinson has Wait, I'm losing you.
Robinson has signed the franchise tag.
Oh, he has?
Okay. So the Galladay flirtation got him to do it?
Interesting. Is there a way we can get both?
Well, I don't. Is that why we're cutting all these guys? Is this Matt Nagy being like, look, if we're going down, we're going down with an offense. I don't care about Hicks. I don't care about Fuller. I want Robinson back. I want another receiver. I want a veteran who has a brain. I don't want a young QB like Mitch. Is that what they're doing? I have no idea what they're doing.
Now we know why they signed that tackle from the Cardinals, the Blackson. That's his last name, I think. I don't remember. I'd never heard of him. He had 6.5 sacks over 2 years, I think I read. Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
If there's anything they're good at, it's plug and play rotational defensive linemen.
They will have Eddie Goldman back.
And I get not keeping Hicks at that age. I do. But if there was no value for Fuller, how's there a value for Hicks? Just tell me this. What is the plan?
That's what we don't know. Are they rebuilding? Are they going down? Are they? Yeah, we don't know. The only way they salvage.
I have no idea on their jobs because at this point I can't get a read on what in the world the Askies were thinking even back in January. So who knows if they have security. But the only way to win the PR battle that they have lost in Tressman, right? This, if in a month they somehow trade for Russell Wilson.
Okay. Well, I mean,
and they'll buy themselves some time if they trade up for a rookie, and then we'll have to see how the rookie is.
But again, we talked about that. Who are they? Who do they even have a shot of getting?
Oh, the bust factor is huge. By the time the third best QB at best, probably more like the fourth or fifth, and then it's like, that is a serious dice roll. Let's do this. Bears, Twitter, Reddit. Layoff on the Lions. They have a clear direction. They're rebuilding around a cannibal. Okay.
Yes, they are.
They got their direction. Let's go to the Bears Reddit. Here's the posts. First post, just a picture of a useless moron, and it's George McCaskey. The Bears can't get a comp pick for Fuller. They weren't able to trade him. And then, of course, you open that, they're mocking that. Another one that just says the word mood, and it's a guy dressed up as a bear sitting on a bench depressed. Another one, accepting her fate. It's a similar post. All right, mm-hmm. So another depressed one. Another one making fun of Ryan Pace. The one about Hicks and his trade. Another one with Pace as a clown. Bears franchise tag Robinson. Okay, there's finally some decent news. Fire everybody.
Yeah.
Here's a fun one. So, couldn't we have traded Fuller for a draft pick? Couldn't we have just played with Foles to save cap? What am I missing?
Exactly. Another one. That's perfect.
What is the Bears' plan? These are threads, not just comments. These are like, I have to make a post here to have the rest of Bears fandom help me figure this out kind of thing. What's the Bears' plan? How to feel better about this dog bleep team? Another one. Is it time for the billboard? You know what that means.
No. Oh, yeah. To like buy a billboard, fire Daggy kind of a thing. Or a hair growth restoration billboard with Brian Urlacher.
Oh, God. This one hurts. In light of today's developments, please remember Trey Burton counts $1.75 million on the 2021 Bears cap.
Oh, my gosh.
Quote, no Chicago team can have a worse offseason than the 98-99 Bulls. And then in Ryan Pace.
Hold my beer.
Ryan Pace with the burning Elmo one. You know where Elmo's
going. Oh, yeah. The fire. I love
there that. There was the This Is Fine dog earlier.
Yeah. I used that Elmo flaming one for Baptist posts.
Is this a dumpster fire?
Oh, we're beyond it's dumpster only fire. If only we were at dumpster fire. I long for the days of dumpster fire. I miss
I'm
those
jealous
days.
Of the Lions right now. They have a clear direction. They're clearing cap and tanking for a great draft pick.
And they're entertaining.
They're going to ride it out with Goff for 2 years, and then they'll have all these assets. And if the young picks they get are good, they'll be on their way.
Yeah, and they're entertaining. A
comedy hour.
Yeah.
What's going on with the secrecy involving Ryan Pace's contract? Chris, the fans are a wee bit restless.
Well, I can't blame them.
The next thread is, well, I guess this month ago, Ryan Pace got a secret extension.
Yes, he must have. He's acting like he's got security for a while. He totally is.
And keep in mind, Reddit, if people don't know this, Reddit has moderators who police for redundancy and things like that, and they're letting all this go because there's just that much of it, and they realize people are going to do it. Fire Pace, fire Nagy. With the release of Kyle Fuller, holy crap, I'm going to break your heart.
Okay. I'm ready.
This is the problem with the Bears, the QB. You add this to the QB thing, and you got it. With the release of Kyle Fuller, Roquan Smith is the only first-round Bears pick on the roster. One Bear. First round on the whole roster. That means they only had two. That's still pretty bad.
No, they had three. Mitch Fuller, Roquan. That would have been the three.
Wait, I'm so confused. Now Rappaport is saying the plan to release Fuller was realized after the transaction wire today. And it's still possible someone jumps in and trades for him, similar to Rodney Hudson and Gabe Jackson, a final chance before he becomes free.
What?
Why does management hate us? Dude, I'm like, I must be 80 posts in, and like, there's so many. I'll say this.
That's just
trying to be fair, which they don't deserve at all. It's a really deep CB market. There's a ton of good veteran corners on the market. If they're like, well, we can cut Fuller, save money, sign a Dory Jackson. As long as you do something with the money. The problem is, I think they signed Andy Dalton with the money. Who I hope is tremendous. I have to eat crow.
Of course. But also, what you know what makes your cornerbacks good? Your defensive line. Your defensive line pressure. And now we're talking about trading Hicks?
Exactly. The guys who extended, mainly Jackson and Hicks, because they can't trade them. Their cap hits are Their cap hits are crazy. Mac would be like a $30 million cap hit. Do they feel duped now? Like, oh, we extended. Now we can't demand a trade.
I would feel duped.
I mean, they deferred money, but they got – I mean, they restructured, but they got their money up front, so they don't really – they're not ripped off. But, like, in terms of contention at all, I just wonder anyway. But the other problem is – so, like, there's so many problems. I've how many times have I said that phrase tonight? What are we doing with – there's 83 problems.
Yes.
And a QB is one. So I'm trying to figure out how to like word this to where it will be more concise, but.
And the censors won't bleep it.
All right, I'm doing good with that. Back to Dalton.
Yes.
Over the last 2 years, if by every statistical measure, Mitch Trubisky was better.
Correct.
Just a 2 year sample. Dalton has several years ago, he has seasons that were much better than anything Mitch has done.
Yes.
That's why they signed him.
So does Dan Marino.
Yeah, that's the problem. Why do they think the last 2 years are not more predictive than 5 years ago for Andy Dalton?
Because we're run by morons.
That's my point about the process. If the process continues to be stupid, the decisions will be bad. Like, they got to not think that way.
Yet here we are.
How do I get into a front office? Okay. Ryan Pace was just like a clerk into a scout, into a GM. I could do that. If this guy can do it, I can do it. I'm positive I'm smarter than he is at this point.
How far are you from New Orleans? Can you just sneak into their
couple hours, center? 3 hours?
You know, apparently that's how Steven Spielberg got into film, is he just kind of walked onto the Universal lot, found an empty office and put stuff in there and, you know, it took everyone a while to realize, oh, wait, he doesn't belong here. You could be like that. You could be like Steven Spielberg for the Saints and work your way to the Bears.
It's so hard to not process this via the outcomes, right? Andy Dalton is costing the Bears $10 million, a fifth-ish comp pick, and Kyle Fuller.
Yeah.
There's not another GM in the league who would do that.
No, I doubt it.
It's now, like Ryan Pace did not foresee these as the consequences. I just can't fathom it. I really can't. And it's not Dalton's fault. If they signed Dalton for the $5 million he's worth and didn't lose Fuller, okay, I'd be kind of annoyed by the comp pick, but it wouldn't really be a big deal. But at this point, you're just like, what are they doing?
Yeah, so far there's no positives out of the moves, except maybe they sign – they're able to sign Galladay or someone else on offense or tackle. Well, they can't sign that free agent tackle Williams anymore, can they either? He re-signed. So
no, yeah. Well, boy, that was a big deal. He set like a record. I don't know if I'd want that.
Yeah. I just so far the defense is a little worse and the offense is a little worse.
Win now mode, baby.
Super Bowl. Well, they're clearly not in win now mode.
Why do we have to keep going back to the Russell Wilson pipe dream? Because everything else leads to this team's terrible next year. If this is the roster, I mean, it's not, but just pretend. How many wins you got the Bears for, considering who they play to? They play the a tough
six slate. Or seven. Six or seven.
Yeah, five or six is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because we got the AFC North, which we're the Bengals here, not the Ravens, okay? Everyone perfectly clear on that, right? We are closer to the Bengals than Ravens and Steelers.
Yes, we are.
And Browns, and Browns, and Browns, Chris. Browns, much better than the Bears.
Yeah.
Did you see how we got in the NFC, the West? The best two divisions. It's a great year to tank. Maybe this is brilliant. Tank, get the number one pick, and get a QB that way.
But then
more Pace resources is, to build around him, but then Pace is the one evaluating. Pace,
exactly. It's looking bleak, my friend. Well, hey, I didn't want to take up more of your, too much of your time, but we've already gone like half an hour.
Oh, it's fun to vent. I needed a vent.
Okay. I just don't want to get you trouble.
I'm
with,
not mad. It's just, it's comical at this point.
Well, I ain't laughing.
Well, tell me when you figure out what they're doing.
Okay. The only thing I can think of is that Pace is safe and he's been told he can rebuild. That's the only thing that
isn't that the most objective, as objective as we're capable of being, logical analysis. He's been given the green light to rebuild.
That's the only thing. Cause you're not making a run with Andy Dalton as your quarterback and losing Kyle Fuller and possibly losing Akeem Hicks.
But somehow he's rebuilding without getting any picks for these veterans.
I don't know. I can't make sense of it.
I think that's the best we can do for now.
Okay. Well, I'm
Russell,
going away.
Wilson, demand a trade. Just do it.
I'm going away this week. I'm going to Kansas City this weekend. I'm going to get me some barbecue. I'm going to go to the Jazz Museum, and there's a Negro League Baseball Museum I'm going to go to with the choir kids from our school. It's going to be a fun weekend and barbecue.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Talk to some fans about having a QB while you're up there. Just
what's it like?
Just get an impression of it.
I will find out.
Report back.
Yeah.
All right, my friends.
Take it easy. Tell your wife thank you.
No problem.
For jumping on the show, I mean.
Well, they stay up later after daylight savings time. Can we get rid of that?
Yes. Or keep it. One of the two.
Just pick one and stick with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
See later. You.
The Bears!
The Bears! The Bears!
And in their desperation, they turned to a man they didn't fully understand.
Is 8-8 good enough? No. Is losing in the first round of the playoffs good enough? No. But what I appreciate is that we fought, we stuck together.
I'm not a smart man.
And we start off 5-1. We go through those tough six games. We win three out of our final four regular season games. And I do think that speaks to the culture that we have.
You idiot!
You are the chosen one!
Stupider like a fox!
And I'm proud of that.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
You've been meatballed.
Let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane.